If there was one voice which defined South Africa's feeling, its energy, its heritage, and also its future, I would say it's the voice of Zolani Mahola. As part of Freshly Ground, of course, all of her songs, Doobie Doo, Waka Waka, we all recognize that her voice has played a huge role. But she's an artist, an absolute performance artist, and I was delighted to sit down with her and discuss what it means to bring more people into the art scene. Zolani.
Si.
We live in the same neighborhood, but I follow you to where you are singing to come and interview you. Thank you for joining me on Audacity.
Of course, also welcome to my hometown.
I love it. That we're actually here in Kobe. Here we are.
Umlomo ugcwale.
I love it. Kodwa, siza kuthetha isiNgesi because we have a lot of international followers on Audacity as well. So we'll keep it to English.
Oh, hi, guys.
For now, art.
Yes.
You are one of South Africa's most important performing artists. Was your journey to get there one that made you always feel that you could achieve it? Or is it just a self-belief that you had?
Yeah, but what a good question, Joe. So for me, I think we're lucky in one way in South Africa, and that art is kind of always around us. It's like it's kind of in our blood. So for me, the art that I would have seen would have been people literally like doy-doying and creating these almost like, I know this like is maybe sounds belittling, but like kind of like flash mobs almost. Yes. You know, like just osmotically people coming together and singing in one voice.
Unison,
in harmony.
That harmony.
Was for me like a very profound experience. So it's almost like it's in the water. It's just not necessarily named as art lean. But as I grew up and as I grew older, it made sense that this music that was always around me in churches, you know, in those protests, you know, like in choirs, became my way of expressing myself.
And as an artist, I mean, it's also been amazing to watch the rise and your evolution.
Yeah.
We all know Freshly Ground songs and we can sing most of them from memory. And then, of course, Waka Waka, It's Time for Africa. Yeah. It was sort of your voice personified and your voice amplified the hope of our nation in 2010. And it continues to be one of these songs that feels that it's calling for unity and for progress of Africa.
Yes.
Do you think we've come a long enough way?
Ooh, have we come a long enough way? I think there's so many different ways of looking at that, you know? Like, in a lot of ways, there's been so much change for the people of South Africa since the end of apartheid. I mean, unimaginable changes that our parents never thought they would see the day that their children would have the freedoms that we enjoy today. And yet, of course, there's so much further to go. I always think of it now, Joanne, and I don't know if you have this feeling as well. I kind of feel like that just from watching what the things that you're involved in and that you start and that you generate, is that Tina, we are the grown-ups. You know, we are the fathers and the mothers of the nation. You know what I mean? Like, how many people have grown up watching you? You know, how many people have you raised, Joanne? So, it's now... We can no longer say, the politicians, you know, or Mandela, they didn't do enough. They did what they could up until a point where there are the very many bad eggs. But we've got our role to play. We've got our role to play as citizens of this country. And that's where we're at today, to take it forward.
I watch you take it forward with young people, because to me it's amazing to watch you engaging with young people, to watch you singing, harmonizing with them. How do we bring more young people into the world of art? How do we raise more performers? How do we make them feel and realize that their voices need to be heard, that we as Africans need to tell our own stories?
Yeah, I think it's through intention, Joanne. I think we need to have the intention in the first place to create these spaces and to create these platforms to get these young kids feeling, you know, I can also be this. You know, this is also my reality, and I also have a role to play here. That's what I think. I think everything begins with, you know, having the impetus. It's not just going to happen. unfortunately. And for me, I feel it's essential for us in a country like South Africa, where our children are exposed to so much that children should not be exposed to, and are robbed of their childhood so much, it's actually imperative that they have that outlet of the creative arts in whatever form, you know, whether it's the, you know, visual arts, you know, whether it's music, you know, whatever, it's actually essential for them to be equipped, you know, even just in terms of their own beings, to be able to process all that is coming up towards them. But in a country like South Africa, where there's so much creativity, it's a no-brainer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer.
But it's also, so to me, you speak about where we've come from as a nation, and art was part of our protest. Yeah. Now art's part of our healing and part of our building. Yeah. Have you found that your sound has evolved also in keeping to that melody? Or, because it's amazing, I just listened to you again. I mean, the tears roll. There's something so surreal, so heavenly, so divine. It's godly. Your voice is such a gift. How do you feel that your art, or how would you like your art to impact people?
I would like my art to impact people as medicine. You know, that's the way that for me, particularly these last 5-6 years post Freshly Ground, has been about me finding my own voice in the music and finding my own healing through these songs that have come through me, you know, and in the exploration of my voice. I've been singing already for about nearly 20 years, but I found that I had lost connection with my own voice in so many ways. And so that healing journey became reflected. It was for my own healing, but then it's also for lack of a better word, the audience. Yeah.
And as a mother, I think my intention has become even stronger having children, and I feel it's quite similar for you as well. Yeah. How do you hope that your art impacts your children? Yeah. And I mean, we were speaking about it before. In Africa, it takes a village to raise a child. Your children are my children, and my children are your children. How do you want your art to impact your children?
The main way that I would like my art to impact my children is for them to be able to see that, oh, Mama has been doing her own thing. Mama has been singing her art. So that means that I also have a voice, whether that voice is a singing voice or whether it's whatever, this voice that helps me to experience who I am in relation to the world. That's what I want to leave for my children. And then again, they're not just my children, they are the children of our nation.
So growing up, did you imagine yourself as a globally acclaimed singer performing to crowds all over? Did you imagine that as a child for yourself?
You know what, Joanne, not in those terms. However, I do remember being in New Brighton and as a kid, whatever, like 8, 9, 10 years old, like so many kids, having watched, you know, or Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey, you know, and like you're washing the dishes and you yourself, you're singing, you know, like as
it's your stage, it's as your you stage. Wash it.
And imagining, I remember imagining that there was this camera that is watching me. So in that way, I did imagine it, but I never really thought, you know, pointed the dots and being
plotted
like, oh,
the points,
it's going to
yes.
be Uzolani. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like me as other children.
But it is amazing. I mean, when you speak about that, I'm reminded of a video I found of myself as a 14-year-old in Blackheath going, welcome to my house, and pretending to be a presenter.
Joanne!
But Zolani, that is the thing. If our kids don't believe it and they don't realize the capabilities and the possibilities and what lies inside them, I think your voice also gives us confidence.
Oh.
And your voice gives us the conviction that our dreams are valid. So thank you so much for being our voice.
Amagu, one of our voices.
I appreciate, but I absolutely celebrate who you are and what you've brought.
Oh, Joanne, I love you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being our guest. Bekumandi kithi kuthetha nawe.
Adik Dandi.
Fantastic, thank you.
Ngosi Sisi.